this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Not so fast. U.S. President Barack Obama is sounding a note of caution on whether the ceasefire in Syria will actually lead to peace talks.
But we have seen modest progress over the course of the last week or so with respect to humanitarian access to populations that are threatened. If over the next several weeks we can see some lessening of the violence that's been racking that country, then that provides us a basis to build a longer-term ceasefire.
President Obama spoke Wednesday at a White House appearance with visiting Jordanian King Abdullah. U.S. President Barack Obama says his Supreme Court nominee will be someone who grasps the way in which the court's rulings affect the daily lives of Americans. Writing Wednesday on the internet site SCOTUS blog, Mr. Obama gave no hint of when he plans to announce his choice. The Washington Post and CNN are reporting that the White House is vetting the background of one possible nominee, Brian Sandoval. He's a former federal judge who is now a Republican governor in the state of Nevada. Businessman Donald Trump has won another state in his bid to become the Republican nominee for president. Trump had a decisive victory Tuesday in the Nevada caucuses. The latest results from Niger's presidential election show incumbent Mahamadou Issoufou is maintaining his lead. Niger's Electoral Commission said Wednesday that Issoufou has about 37% of the vote. Opposition candidate Hama Amadou is in second place with 22%. He's followed by Seni Oumarou with 14%. The results include ballots from 82 of the West African country's 308 voting districts. This is VOA News. Opposing groups in South Sudan's peace process are agreeing on an arrangement to allow about 1,300 members of opposition forces into the capital, Juba. That's in preparation for rebel leader Riek Machar's joining a transitional government. The Taliban says it is unaware of upcoming peace talks with the Afghan government. The militants say talks will not succeed until foreign forces are completely withdrawn from the country and Islamic law is enforced there. Syria and North Korea will come under close scrutiny for rights violations by the 47-member Human Rights Council during its upcoming four-week session, which begins Monday in Geneva. Lisa Schlein reports.
The 47-member UN Human Rights Council will discuss the records of more than 40 countries. It will examine current developments in Burundi following last year's special session on that country's deteriorating situation. The council also will discuss more than 40 reports on universal themes, including torture, summary executions, forced disappearances, religious freedom, and countering terrorism. Among them, a report by the UN Commission of Inquiry on Syria to be submitted on March 15th. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
European Council President Donald Tusk says a decision by Britain to leave the EU would change Europe forever and for the worse. Tusk told the European Parliament in Brussels that there would be no second chance if Britain's vote to exit the Union.
The decision concerning a new settlement is in conformity with the treaties and cannot be annulled by the European Court of Justice.
The comment follows a statement by Britain's Justice Secretary Michael Gove that Britain's renegotiated terms for its membership in the EU could be undone by the Court of Justice despite support from all member states. Although he's a close friend and political ally of pro-EU Prime Minister David Cameron, Gove wants Britain to leave the EU. That's Hungary's Prime Minister calling for a national referendum on the European Union's mandatory quotas for migrants and refugees. Speaking to Parliament Wednesday, Viktor Orban reiterated that Brussels has no right to redraw Europe's cultural and religious identity, adding that introducing resettlement quotas without voter approval is an abuse of power. Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives are preparing to take legal steps to prevent President Barack Obama from closing the U.S. military prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. House Speaker Paul Ryan told reporters Wednesday lawmakers are preparing a legal challenge to ensure that the prison remains open. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.